Blog Talk Radio.
Promotes health awareness through our weekly discussion. Healthy 365 does not provide medical advice. Please consult your health provider for all your medical concerns and needs. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's edition of Healthy 365. I apologize. I have some personal things going on, so I've had to move some things around a little bit, but we'll get back to normal soon. Tonight, we will, on this cold Sunday, I think, though, in the Tennessee Valley, we got up to like the 40s and we were down to the 30s on Friday and Saturday. So today was kind of nice compared to what it's been the last few days. So I hope everybody is staying warm. I know some of the areas got snow. I know some parts of Alabama and Georgia got snow. And I think also some places in the Midwest. I feel like Ohio. And then I think Wisconsin was due for some snow today. So I hope everybody is warm. And for those of you tuning in, thank you so much for spending this time with me. Tonight we'll be talking about seasonal affective disorder. And I felt it was only appropriate due to the time of year. Some depression can set in for people anyway due to this stressful time, the holidays. So let's dig into it because we're only going to be together for 60 minutes today. So, seasonal affective disorder. And the research that I found states that approximately 500,000 people in the United States suffer from depression. And this type of depression is brought on by change in the season. It says about 10 to 20% may suffer from a mild form of winter blues. Okay. This condition that I'm talking about today is known as seasonal affective disorder or seasonal depression. Now, the condition worsens due to a limited exposure of daylight in late fall and winter and disappears when the spring begins. And the condition varies in those affected, okay? So there can be some variations because we're all unique. Now, the cause of this, again, is the lack of sunlight a person is exposed to in the late fall and throughout the winter. It's thought to be an environmental cause, okay? Possibly it could be an something wrong with the internal biological clock and the biological clock inside of all of us. It regulates our mood, our sleep, and our hormones. And it's a possibility that this internal biological clock has been shifted in people that suffer from this condition, also known as simply SAD. Okay, so you'll hear me referring to the condition as SAD as well. Possibly brain chemicals, also known as neurotransmitters. And some neurotransmitters are things like serotonin. They may transmit information between the nerves, and this may change in people with SAD. Melatonin is a chemical known to affect sleep patterns, and this may also play a role in people that have SAD. There also have been some studies that have shown that a lack of sunlight stimulates the production in melatonin in some individuals, which may contribute to them feeling very sleepy and sluggish. Now, it is said here that SAD can actually begin in someone's teenage years, and it is more common in women than it is in men. Now, the condition is suspected to have a genetic component, meaning it does run in families. It's not uncommon, they said, for multiple family members to be affected by SAD. SAD can also occur in children as well as adolescents. And it says here that 3/4 of the sufferers of the condition are women, and that older adults are less likely to actually experience this condition. Now, the condition is more commonly seen in people that live in specific regions. So regions that tend to be cloudier, Seattle, Washington comes to mind because it doesn't get a whole lot of, you know, they have a lot of rain, a lot of dreariness. I know some natives of Seattle that told me that they suffer from depression. while living there. And people that also live at high altitudes, so locations farther north or south of the equator. Okay. Now, some common symptoms, okay, of this condition. These aren't all of them, but these are some common symptoms. Okay, the first would be a disabling fatigue. And fatigue is basically a lack of energy or feeling really drained, and you don't know why. So there's no known cause. Everything else appears to be normal, and you just don't have any energy. You feel very, very drained. Now, people who suffer from SAD describe both mental and physical fatigue and even a weighted feeling throughout their entire body. So everyday activities can feel very exhausting. So just getting up out of bed is exhausting. You know, dropping your kids off at school, going to work, you know, doing chores around the house, all those different things can feel exhausting where they didn't normally feel that way before. Okay. Withdrawal from life is another symptom. People with SAD a lot of times tend to have self-alienation tendencies, so they will kind of withdraw from social activities, hobbies, and people that they've been that have been a large part of the person's social life. Symptoms may also include a lack of interest in daily activities, and we talked about that, like chores around the house and spending time with your loved ones, or maybe you like to shoot pool or bowl with your friends, and then you kind of withdraw. They also may withdraw from favorite pastimes or have a lack of interest in things like sex or maintaining personal hygiene. So you'll see that these symptoms are very similar to depression, just regular depression. Okay. People from SAD also suffer from the symptom of lack of focus. So they may have trouble with their memory and concentration. Many people with SAD also have an inability to focus. So they have trouble doing things like remembering appointments, and in severe cases, an inability to make simple and routine decisions, such as what should I wear or where should we go to eat? Okay. People with SAD can also have the symptom of sleep difficulties. They can have sudden changes in their sleep patterns, and this includes things like sleeping all the time, which is known as hypersomnia, to not sleeping at all, which is called insomnia. This indicates a change in a person's health. So anytime you have any changes in your sleep pattern, whether it be you're someone who may suffer from this condition or any other ones, these are changes in your health that you should report to your doctor. I think we may have touched in the past of how important it is for our bodies to get adequate amounts of sleep so that our body can rejuvenate, our systems can like replenish. And so getting enough sleep is so important. I think we did talk about it because it was kind of tied into another condition where people can suffer from sleep apnea. And it tells you how people can develop conditions of their heart and other areas of their health can be impacted when they don't have enough sleep. So if you do notice, if you're someone who's now restless, you're not sleeping through the night, you're sleeping more than often, you know, it's worth mentioning to your health provider and letting them know of the changes. People with SAD, they may notice that they wake up frequently throughout the night, or they wake up exhausted, even though they slept 8 or more hours, okay? Now, another symptom is disheartened and deflated. An individual who is normally like a happy-go-lucky person may suddenly experience severe blues. So they just feel down, and they don't know why. For instance, they may develop feelings of self-loathing, worthlessness, hopelessness, and an all-around miserable outlook on life. Another symptom of SAD is joint and muscle pain. Someone may experience neck, back, knee, hip, shoulder pain, headaches, or an upset stomach. And this it's like everything suddenly hurts for no apparent reason for some SAD sufferers. So malaise sets in. They call these description of symptoms where everything aches and they just feel tired. Malaise sets in with dull aches and pains throughout the body. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break and we will be right back to kind of dig into this topic more. And we'll talk about some other things. We may even try to do, we're going to be focusing in the future on how we can kind of combat, you know, some of the challenges with life through I want to present it more as like a challenge for us to kind of challenge ourselves to be more positive and approach each day from a position of gratitude and humility, and kind of focus more on the positivity in our life instead of the negativity, you know, kind of basically starting the year off with kind of taking back your own personal power and using and channeling that positive energy to kind of will your best life and will the best results in your life and kind of draw the positive to you, and therefore not focus so much on the negative. Because a lot of people may be aware that you get more of what you emphasize. So if you are anxious and you kind of focus on, oh my gosh, you know, have you ever noticed like maybe you're running late from work and you're having a rough day, and then you think to yourself, you know, you're kind of in the pit of your stomach, like, I hope they don't say anything to me. I hope they don't say anything to me. And then what happens? That person that annoys you, like, comes up and says something to you, or you'll just get a stinky feeling like you're going to have a bad day. And then it's almost like you will yourself for that to happen. You know what I mean? Or have you ever heard people that get into relationships and they are negative, like it's so good and they don't know how to cope, and so they just say, this isn't going to work out, and they kind of like psych their own selves out. So I want us to kind of focus on, in addition to the quotes and the things I use, and I try to be inspirational in the music that I share and things like that, I want us to share like positive things. So what I like to do, because you know it's very difficult, I have two kids, and my son's really chill, but my daughter, she's a girl, and I think sometimes when we're so removed and as you kind of grow older, I guess I got spoiled a little bit with having a son. The way boys kind of look on things as they go through life is very different than girls, and so it's very challenging sometimes for me to put myself back with where I was, like, okay, well, what was I doing at this age? And oh yeah, that was really rough. And you know how girls can be nasty to each other. One minute they can't stand each other, and then they love each other, and that kind of thing. So I'm trying to always instill in my daughter for her to really be in touch with her own strength and for her to really stand on her own. I've done a great job with my son. He's really like me in that respect. He's able to just maintain his individuality. I think he's a lot more like eccentric, kind of like his mom. You know, I really just don't give a shit what people think about me. But I wasn't always like that. I was very, very sensitive. And both my kids, I was very, very sensitive and very, I wanted everybody to like me, and I wanted, you know, very much a people pleaser and things like that. And so, you know, you get to a point and you're just like, you know, who gives a shit? You know, if you spend your whole life trying to make everybody else happy, you're never going to be happy. You're going to like waste your whole existence trying to please everybody, because it's just not possible. And so some of the things that my daughter and I do, we practice like positive use, positive affirmations. We love to, you know, when she's having a bad day, like I said, we love music. So I'll sing a song and make her laugh. And we have these moments where we just dance it out and we just laugh and we get silly. So we may even do some of that, because I'm quirky like that, and that's part of my personality. And I like to have fun. And we may do some deep breathing techniques. I'm really into meditation, and yoga is amazing. So we'll work on some of those things and try to keep it positive. And I'll try to give you guys little nuggets and little pieces, because I know right now in the U.S. especially, a lot of people have a feeling of uneasiness for whatever reason, whatever may be going on, whether it be, you know, financial strains or burdens or emotional times. I know quite a few people who are having, you know, challenges in their personal life. It could be some challenges with a partner. So some changes with family life. I know in my own family, we have a few members that are sick. I also want to take this time to acknowledge my beautiful Dispenza family, my cousin Kevin. unfortunately, I lost another cousin. So my little cousin, I hope you rest in peace. I'm not going to disclose his name because it's not widely known, but I will. His father is my cousin, my first cousin, Kevin. My cousin did lose his battle with cancer, and it took him pretty quickly, and he was a young man. He was just a couple of years older than my son, and my son will be 22 next week. And so, okay, I'm not going to cry. I just am praying for my family. I'm praying for anyone who may have lost anyone. I'm really, really super close to amazing family, the Dillard family, and I wish them peace at this time. The holidays can be very difficult for people when they've lost someone. So I want to shout out to them, especially Miss Linda. I love her like she is a mother to me. I know she lost her daughter, Nika, a couple of years ago, and this time of year is very, very difficult for that family, so I am praying for you guys as well. Let me play a quick song, and then I'll be back. So in the spirit of Christmas, I really, my kids and I, well, my daughter and I anyway, we like this song a lot, and then we'll be right back to kind of talk a little bit more about the symptoms of SAD and treatments and other things, okay?
Three.
Welcome back, everyone, to tonight's edition of Healthy 365. I'm your host, Nicole, on this Sunday evening, talking tonight about seasonal affective disorder. We talked about what the condition is. Just to recap, it's a condition where people suffer from depression as it relates to the change in the season. So when usually it happens at late fall through winter, and it's due to lack of sunlight and access to sunlight. The exact cause is unknown. And so we were talking about some common symptoms that someone can suffer from. So far, we've talked about half of the symptoms. So we've talked about disabling fatigue, so just a general lack of energy or feeling drained for no known cause, withdrawal from life. Someone starts to alienate themselves. They no longer enjoy doing things that they did before. Lack of focus, so trouble with memory and concentration, as well as an inability to focus or make decisions. Sleep difficulties, so hypersomnia, which is sleeping a lot. Insomnia, which is not able to have a full amount of sleep. Disheartened and deflated, so someone who is showing signs of depression, not liking themselves, feeling worthless, feeling helpless. Okay, and then the symptom we left out on was joint and muscle pain, where the person has, they call it malaise, where they have dull aches and pains throughout their body that just appears suddenly for no known cause. Okay, another symptom is something known as irritability. So many sufferers of SAD sufferers complain of being an emotional roller coaster. So one minute they are in tears, and the next minute they are overwhelmed with anger. Okay. On a less severe scale, they may also feel agitated and restless, but not really understand why or what to do to soothe this irritability. Okay. So a change in mood is another symptom. Another one is weight and appetite. So fluctuations in weight and appetite may occur. This person may experience sudden and significant weight loss or weight gain without a change in health or diet or activity level in a matter of a few weeks. They may also lose all interest in food or use food as a way to comfort their emotions. And I found it really interesting that SAD, it was, even though it occurs in the late fall and the winter, they also have like summer SAD, because it's just the opposite in the summertime. It's like that's typically when the person kind of has no interest in food in the summertime when there's more sunlight. But then to kind of cope with what's going on in the fall and winter, it's kind of like self-soothing, where they are using food as a comfort, lots of cravings of starches and sugars, it said, to kind of balance things out and kind of nurture that emptiness and those feelings and those fluctuations and emotions. So it's very interesting, even though, you know, it kind of flares up, if you will, in the fall and winter. This is not a condition that goes away, they're finding. You're just stable in the summer. The symptoms are more repressed, but still you can see minor symptoms like now all of a sudden you don't have an interest in food, and you may have a significant weight loss in the summer. Then you may gain weight in the winter and fall. Okay. Anxiety is another symptom. So people with SAD can experience mild restlessness to a severe form of stress and jitters. They might turn into a complete, develop a complete inability to cope with life and require professional help. Okay. Recklessness is another symptom. So people with SAD, it can actually be crippling or be disabling to people. Some may also show or display risky behavior. And I found this very interesting. I would have thought that this, in my clinical experience, that this would be more of bipolar disorder or other mental illness conditions. I found this very interesting that people with SAD can exude recklessness. So they may exhibit risky behavior. Normally this person is cautious. And so they said that they're doing this as a form of escape. And this can result in things like compulsive sexual behavior, gambling, substance abuse, or thrill seeking. So I found that was really interesting to me. Okay, so how do you know if you have this condition? First and foremost, the symptoms that we discussed, and again, that's disabling fatigue, withdrawal from life, lack of focus, sleep difficulties, disheartened and deflated, joint and muscle pain, irritability, weight and appetite changes, anxiety, and recklessness. Okay? If you have any of those symptoms, or if you have any symptoms that you have concerns about, you always want to develop and cultivate that relationship with your primary healthcare provider, or if you're someone who sees providers for different conditions, consult a provider that you trust and have a good rapport and relationship with, okay? So you want to discuss the symptoms with your healthcare provider. And then what they will do in turn is perform a thorough assessment. They will go over all of the symptoms of SAD, and they also will perform a more psychiatric examination. Now, it is important to know that sometimes symptoms of SAD can be a part of a more complex psychiatric problem. So it is possible for someone to have SAD, but also to have another mental health condition, okay? A mental health professional can also evaluate an individual and kind of determine a pattern of their symptoms and identify whether they do in fact have SAD or another type of mood disorder. Okay, so it's really a collaborative effort. It's a team effort. You want to get together with a primary care provider that can be a physician, that can be a physician assistant or a nurse practitioner. And then they may refer you out to a mental health provider for further evaluation. Okay, be patient. Okay, anytime, especially with a mood disorder or psychiatric disorder, it truly does take time. I know sometimes people, there's a big stigma about mental illness, and so a lot of times people are apprehensive to talk to someone and to seek help. Please utilize your resources. If you are someone who's employed, many times your employer has wonderful resources. So if you are someone who maybe who's suffering in silence and you feel you don't have anyone to talk to, there are confidential resources available to you. If you are employed, many employers offer you standard benefits known as an EAP or an employment assistance program, okay? So an employee assistance program. And these are representatives that can give you information on resources available to you for mental health. It could be if you are going through something and you need to cope, such as a loved one being sick, trouble with your child, trouble with a partner, going through a divorce or a separation, just changing, natural life changes, and you're just going through something or you're having these symptoms, you can talk to someone and it's confidential and they can find you providers. And many times through the EAP, free of charge, you get so many sessions, so free therapy sessions. They're free to you. They're paid for by your employer. And again, they're confidential. And sometimes 5 sessions or 4 sessions or 6 sessions, whatever they're offering through that benefit, because it's already paid, utilize it. And many times you will feel better. Sometimes just having someone to talk to you, to listen to you and to talk with you unbiased, makes all the difference in the world. If you don't want to do that, if there is a trusted person in your life, like a friend, or if you are someone who is spiritual or religious, you can consult with your pastor or your priest. For those that are spiritual and it's a personal thing, sometimes journaling is helpful. Sometimes meditation or prayer is helpful. But if you are having symptoms, whatever you use as a coping mechanism or for support, still please talk it over with your provider so that you can get the support that you need and so that you can really address what's going on. And we'll talk a little bit about the treatments. It is so helpful. The treatments that they use. And again, like I said, I know there's a lot of stigma to mental illness. A lot of times in the especially the Black communities or the Hispanic communities, it is not necessarily something that people talk about, things like therapy, you know, but please, please, please seek help, okay? And like I said, the EAP is a great resource. There's so many benefits a lot of times through your employment, aside from your medical insurance and your dental insurance and vision that people don't tap into. So please do that. I'm going to take a quick break and pay some bills. Of course, this wonderful platform is available through Digital Guard, and we will be back after this short break.
Let's face it, we all have busy lives, and our first priority is protecting our home and the ones we love. Whether you are traveling or simply getting packages delivered during this busy holiday season, why not be proactive and protect your home or business today with a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system with monitoring? With many purchase options available to you and prices starting as low as $684.63, it's now more affordable than ever to get started with your very own home monitoring system today. Did I mention we offer a no credit check lease option for just $275 down and 14 monthly payments of just $50? Or how about creating a neighborhood video watch alliance for your community for an annual fee of just $14.99? You can't put a price on peace of mind. Don't wait. Call Digital Guard today at 888-640-5777, option 2. Mention promo code Nicole to lock in your savings. Remember, what you can't see will hurt you. And on behalf of Healthy 365, I want to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
This show is sponsored by Digital Guard Item of the Week. Save 15% today. This week's item is the Mace Pepper Gun. It's about 6 inches in length. The stream range is up to 20 feet. It has a bright LED light. It's refillable. The Mace Pepper Gun is the most accurate non-lethal self-defense spray available. With its advanced delivery system, the Mace Pepper Gun delivers a targeted stream of OC pepper spray up to 20 feet and a constant stream from any angle. To purchase, go to www.preventhomecrimes.com. Save 15% today at checkout by entering the promo code Healthy365. Welcome back, everyone. And this evening, we have been talking about seasonal affective disorder, also known as seasonal depression. People have also called it winter blues or cabin fever. We talked about the symptoms, how to know if you have it, but let's talk about the treatments available, okay? Phototherapy is the primary treatment. It's also known as bright light therapy. And it is a popular option to treat the symptoms of SAD. Sometimes a doctor may also prescribe antidepressant medications. They may also recommend something called CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy. And we talked about that therapy when we discussed PTSD. And it's important to know that CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy has been known to produce the longest lasting effects of any treatment approach. So it is very beneficial, from what I hear, to do both the phototherapy as well as the CBT, okay? Now, light therapy or phototherapy, since it is the most commonly prescribed treatment, is where a lamp or device that contains white fluorescent light tubes are covered by a plastic screen to block any ultraviolet rays. Now, the intensity of the light emitted, which is lux, L-U-X, should be 10,000 lux. Patients do not look directly into the light. What they do is they read or eat while sitting in front of the device at a distance of 2 to 3 feet. Now, the therapy is generally safe and it is well tolerated amongst patients. It's not recommended for diabetics, people with retinopathies, people on certain medications. And if anyone's on medications, there'll be a disclaimer on your medication. I know it's really common with like certain, for example, high blood pressure medications, it'll say avoid direct sunlight. So therefore, if you're someone who takes that medication, you would not want to utilize phototherapy. Okay, because of the risk of damage to the retina of the eye, bright light therapy can cause hypomanic or manic symptoms. Now, this is a symptom found in people with bipolar affective disorder, and they would need to have phototherapy under the supervision of a medical professional in order to use the therapy. So, typically, for the effectiveness of phototherapy, it is normally provided in the morning rather than in the evening, and the therapy is usually provided for 15 to 30 minutes, and this is up to 3 times a week. Now, patients often, 15 to 30 minutes daily, Patients often see improvements within 2 to 4 days and reach their full benefits after having phototherapy for 2 weeks, okay? Now, the symptoms of SAD, it's important to know that they return quickly after phototherapy is stopped. So light treatment should be continued throughout the entire season of low sunlight, so throughout the fall and throughout the winter. It was also recommended that people start a little bit earlier so that they don't have the severe symptoms of SAD. So get started before daylight savings time, basically, okay, before the fall, late fall sets in. A disclaimer here, tanning beds should never be used as a form of light therapy, okay? All right, now some common side effects of phototherapy would be eye strain, a headache, irritability, fatigue, and insomnia. Now, what can you do if you are someone who suffers from SAD? So say you're having these symptoms, you talk to your health provider, you in turn talk to a mental health professional, and they say, yep, you know, you do have this condition. So what are some of the things that you can do to manage the symptom, okay? All right, so you can increase your exposure to light during the winter months. So ensure you spend enough time outside. So even though the sunlight is limited, get out and enjoy life. You know, go sit out and eat your lunch outside when you're at work. Go out and be with your family or your friends. You know, go on a brisk walk. Get enough exercise. So you should exercise 30 minutes a day, 3 times a week. And this will help you release those feel-good endorphins, you know, because that makes you feel so good, you know. Take up a winter hobby to fill up your extra time. Sometimes in the winter, because it's so dark, you know, and the daylight is limited, you know, we feel like we have a lot of extra time, or people can sometimes feel bored. So take up a winter hobby, like bowling is a good one, or play pool, or usually the holidays too are a good time to give back. So maybe you could start a philanthropy effort. You could adopt a family or help those in need. You could volunteer at a senior center or volunteer for those that are less fortunate. You should eat a well-balanced diet that contains enough vitamins and nutrients. This will help you have more energy throughout your body as your body begins to crave starches and sweet foods. And again, this will happen in the wintertime. It is not uncommon for someone with SAD to crave starchy foods, which break down the sugar, we know, and sweet foods. Stay involved in your social circle. So don't isolate yourself. Stay involved with your friends. Keep your regular activities that you do during the summer months. This can bring about a tremendous amount of support, because a lot of times we may isolate ourselves because we just don't feel like ourselves, but it actually does more harm to our emotional health because it makes us feel more alone. And all of that is really self-imposed. By you withdrawing, you then make yourself feel alone and you kind of feel abandoned and you don't have the support you need because you just don't feel like yourself. So even though you don't really feel up to it, push yourself and still maintain those relationships and still keep the lines of communication open with those that you love. Okay. Talk to your health professional about cognitive behavior therapy. Remember, that was the therapy that showed the most promise on a long-term basis. Okay. And it has the least side effects and it gives you the tools to kind of work through things. Okay. Talk to your doctor about antidepressants. If your symptoms are severe or continue after treatments such as phototherapy or light therapy, talk to your doctor. Sometimes with the way our brains work, sometimes taking an antidepressant really can help us along, okay? Please, 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 if your symptoms become severe and you or someone you know are having thoughts of suicide, call your doctor right away or go to the nearest emergency room, okay? Now, be sure to tune in next Sunday to Healthy 365 when we'll be discussing mental and financial health during the holiday season. So then we'll go over like some deep breathing exercise. We may even, I'll share with you maybe some of my tunes that I use, and we dance it out and we'll just laugh and just have a very carefree Sunday together. Monday nights, be sure to check out Moving Forward, and that is a podcast hosted by Dwayne Abernathy. He does that on Monday evenings from 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. On Thursday nights, the wonderful ladies, Miss Renita Graves and Ayana Muhammad, they host a podcast every Thursday called Against All Odds, and the ladies are having wonderful topics, so tune in to them. I think their next show will be on the 21st of December, so tune in. But you can always check out our shows on demand for other editions of Healthy 365, Moving Forward, or Against All Odds. They're wonderful. Also, you can join victimstoppers.us. That's www.victimstoppers.us. There you will find blogs. You can join. It's a network, so you can join the social network. It has tons of information. You can befriend the host on this network and find out a whole bunch of wonderful information. You can also check us out on our YouTube channel, www.digitalguardtv.com. And there's some wonderful promos. And I know Dwayne does like some crime rants about, you know, really being empowered about preventing crime and things in your neighborhood. Don't forget that you can join Digital Guard and do things like set up a virtual neighborhood watch. Okay, so that's something that you can do to empower your neighbors and kind of help your neighborhood as well. Also, Yizor, that's www.yizor.com, is another social network where you can get information about savings and other things. I want to thank all of you for tuning in with me, and I love to end our show with some positivity, and I am obsessed. Anybody that knows me, I love Michael Jackson, I love Prince. They're both gone. May they rest in heaven. And so I went looking for a quote from Prince, and I just couldn't choose any, you know, and I've got a little tearful because, you know, I'm a big goof like that. But I found a great quote from another Prince. I think this is a real Prince. And I really like the quote. And it's a long one, too. So I really like it. So let's leave today with this positivity. It says, "It is madness to hate all roses because you got scratched with one thorn. To give up on your dreams because one didn't come true, to lose faith in prayers because one of them failed, to condemn all your friends because one betrayed you, not to believe in love because someone was unfaithful or didn't love you back, to throw away all your chances to be happy because you didn't succeed on the first attempt. I hope that as you go on your way, you don't give in nor give up." Let's read that again. "It is madness to hate all roses because you got scratched with one thorn, to give up on your dreams because one didn't come true, to lose faith in prayers because one of them failed, to condemn all your friends because one betrayed you, not to believe in love because someone was unfaithful or didn't love you back, to throw away all your chances to be happy because you didn't succeed on the first attempt. I hope that as you go on your way, you don't give in nor give up." And this was by the Little Prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I'm probably not saying it right, but I just thought that was such a beautiful, beautiful quote. Okay, I'm going to end tonight with a beautiful song. I absolutely love her. I'm a big Lady Gaga fan. I like all different types of music. I don't know if everybody's styles of music probably are eclectic as I am. I think that earlier today I was like listening to things from Chaka Khan to like Jody Watley to who else was in there in my mix today? Chaka Khan, Jody Watley, Johnny Gill, Heavy D. Oh, I love Heavy D. He's amazing. Heavy D, went through my Heavy D collection. I think right before this podcast, Fleetwood Mac. I'm a big Fleetwood Mac fan. I love them. A little Depeche Mode, I think, today. Creed, jamming out to them, too. Who else? Estelle. I listened to some Estelle earlier. Who else? It was a whole bunch of people. No Hendrix or anything like that today. I think that was really about it. But yeah, maybe too, that's something that I can share with you guys too. Like, can share the kind of music that we listen to. I tend to be a little bit different. I listen to everything. Yeah, I think that was basically it. I think that's, Billy Ocean too. I think I listened to some of him too, or whatever. But anyway, I love music. I like live with music. So anyway, I absolutely love this album. It was, to me, it was really Lady Gaga just peeling away all the bullshit layers and all of the glam and the things that weren't her. And I think it was a personal reflection into who she was. And it just was it's truly a beautiful album. I really love it. I think the name of her album is her. Yeah. Joanne, after her. And I absolutely adore this song. And so we will end with that. I hope all of you have a wonderful week ahead. And like I said, whatever you may be going through, just know that you are supported and you are loved and you will get through it. And it's just a moment. This too shall pass, as they say. Like I said, if you ever feel like you're alone, just know that there's tons of resources out there. So tap into them. And I hope you all have a wonderful and positive week ahead. And I look forward to being with all of you next week. Good night.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a highway, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. But you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. In a cycle, I look off and I say, it's like that I've stopped breathing, but completely aware. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. And if you say something that you might even mean, it's hard to even fathom which parts I should believe. Cause you're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Let's face it, we all have busy lives. And our first priority is protecting our home and the ones we love. Whether you are traveling or simply getting packages delivered during this busy holiday season, why not be proactive and protect your home or business today with a Digital Guard Wireless HD home camera system with monitoring. With many purchase options available to you and prices starting as low as $684.63, it's now more affordable than ever to get started with your very own home monitoring system today. Did I mention we offer a no-credit check lease option for just $275 down and 14 monthly payments of just $50? Or how about creating a neighborhood video watch alliance for your community for an annual fee of just $14.99? You can't put a price on peace of mind. Don't wait. Call Digital Guard today at 888-640-5777, option 2. Mention promo code Nicole to lock in your savings. Remember, what you can't see will hurt you. And on behalf of Healthy 365, I want to wish you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
Having a camera system is not enough. We are told that surveillance cameras are effective crime-fighting tools because they deter and/or record evidence of criminal activity. But this information is false. Deterrence only works on some people, not all. One only has to keep up with the news being reported from around the world, and we see day after day of overnight burglaries or smash and grabs of businesses when they're closed. And these businesses have cameras. Cameras are great to record crimes, and they give you a record after a crime is committed. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if a crime. You may be asking, why use Digital Guard remote monitoring to protect your business or home? Why hire Digital Guard remote monitoring instead of hiring a security guard? What makes Digital Guard remote monitoring different from alarm monitoring companies? The answers to your questions are... What is the answer? The answer is Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring has been used to improve or replace traditional security guard services for many businesses. Our solution is a proactive and more effective way to preventing the act of a crime at less than 75% of the cost of having security guards. Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring eliminates all of those associated fees that come with hiring a security guard staff. Digital Guard Live Surveillance Monitoring solves the problem of businesses burglarized overnight when they're closed. Our command center views live real-time video from any installed camera on our network. Upon viewing an attempted security breach, we can either dispatch a security response unit or immediately contact law enforcement. Digital Guard remote monitoring will improve safety, reduce accidents, reduce shrinkage, increase bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give business owners a sense of peace. Criminals don't care if they are caught on video. They only care if they get caught in the act of a crime. Be proactive, not reactive, when it comes to protecting your business or home. 888-640-5777, option 2. Or visit www.digitalguardlive.com.